This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We do have an interview with Nick Pittman, and he is in a studio right now. So just a brief bio about Nick Pittman. He is living in Durban, South Africa. Nick Pittman is a guitarist, producer, and music teacher with over 10 years experience as a recognized musician within the city's performance scene. Having graduated in 2018 summa cum laude, he holds a BMUS majoring in composition and arranging from UKZN. I think that is a Bachelor of Music. Over and above these recognitions, he was selected for the 2017 He was selected for the Standard Bank National Youth Jazz Band in 2016 and 2017. He also toured to Cape Town to perform original music featuring guest appearances from artists in the area and played at the Oslo Jazz Festival in Norway in 2016. This year, he has performed with Makoi Mkhubata and at the Rainbow Restaurant, Lou Dlamini at UKZN Center for Jazz and Popular Music, and for concerts as a digital mobility fund available for viewing on YouTube, as well as stepping in for a weekend at the Barnyard Theater for their current production, Thank You for the Music. You can also find his music again on all digital platforms, streaming platforms such as YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Music. We do have the man of the moment right here in studio. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how's it going, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
What a good song that is. I think we really had a good intro for you. Like, wow. Let's get in with that song, man. Let's get in with that song. But first of all, maybe let's start with who is Nick Pittman?
Hey man, I'm a guitarist, musician from Durban, Durban boy. I've lived here my whole life. I'm 30 now, so, and I'm still going strong, still doing music and playing gigs around Durban, teaching as well, and just trying to do as much as I can.
Now, with cum laude, summa cum laude actually, and being a music teacher, where what led us to this path of, you know, making music, learning music and teaching music? What led us to actually, you know, getting into music like that?
Okay, so I think because I started when I was about 12 years old, when I was playing, but I was just kind of self-taught until when I was about 20 years old. And I just started seeing quite a lot of musicians around Durban just getting really good, you know, like they were like just starting to become like great musicians. And I was asking around and trying to find out how are these guys getting this good, you know. And a lot of the guys are saying that they were going to this jazz degree at UKZN, and they said there were like some really good musicians and lecturers. So I decided to enroll in 2014, and I had to do the bridging course because I didn't know how to read music or anything. I didn't know anything, And so like, I mean, I knew how to play a bit, but I couldn't like do all the like fancy stuff, you know. I guess people learn at university. So went to university. Learned some stuff there, got my music degree under some like really good lecturers that are still there. A guitar lecturer, Demi Fernandez, you know, was really good, really good, big inspiration. And once I got that, I was also starting to teach during the degree. And yeah, it's just kind of gone from there. So halfway through the degree, I started to play a lot more outside of the varsity, and it kind of just carried on from there, teaching, playing, and now I'm teaching and playing and just working and gigging. It's good.
Wow, that's actually nice. Now mentioning that you found it important to actually study music, because you were saying with people were actually getting good, musicians in Durban were actually getting really good. Now during or after, you know, doing the degree, what would you say is actually the most important thing? Why do artists need to actually study music?
I think that studying, okay, you're not going to get into a band with a degree certificate, okay? So, like, your degree certificate's never going to get you, it's not going to make you a good musician just because you have the certificate. But, like, to do it, it's because those degrees, they focus on like the pure forms of music, you know, like jazz and classical and maybe, and even pop, but like, you know, the kind of like older pop that's like, you know, that real, the roots type of stuff. Because it's like that pure music, it really gets you to like open up your mind and like appreciate that music. So, and to like hear what sounds good, you know, like, you know, you can, you develop your ear, you know, and it's like, it then it helps with everything else, you know, like, so it's not just that it helps with jazz, you know, it, but because these types of music, they're so technical, because you can do them, they help with like pop and rap and hip hop and soul, you know, and like it's so rich, like in KZN with the Afro soul and Afro jazz and even gospel, you know, like if you can get the technique of those degree kind of things, university studied music, then it really helps, you know, I think. So it really helped me, you know, so I'm stoked that I did.
So I think we've now found the reason why, you know, artists are sampling those old songs. Like
exactly,
that,
yeah, because you know? They sound good.
They sound good, and then you find those samples of those old songs, and you're like, it's actually really sound good even when it's sampled.
Exactly.
Wow. Now, is that why also you decided to, like, teach music as well?
So, I mean, I had to at some point start making some money. So, obviously, like, the thing was, okay, let me... The best, the easiest thing I could do then, instead of being a waiter, because I was a waiter for, like, a couple of years, is to, like, teach music, you know? I don't have to go and, like, work a desk job. I've got something that I do, so I can go and teach, and that'll be cool. And then, and like, it starts off a bit difficult because you don't really know what you're doing. You kind of... Like, that's the thing, I didn't... learn how to teach or anything, so I just did it, and then after a while you get better at it and you start to love it because you start to see progress from your students as well. And so now I'm like, now I'm quite into teaching. I do it quite a lot, so I've got quite a few students, and it's and some of them are doing really nicely, so it kind of keeps you going, you know. Once some of the kids do well, you want to keep teaching because you think, okay, you know, maybe you can do something
making
here.
An impact.
So, and it doesn't take up time from gigging and performing, you know. It's during the day, and a lot of the time school kids, so once teaching's done, you still have time to perform in the evening, you know?
Wow, that's nice. Maybe teach us something, a music concept or something. Maybe just one thing that maybe you find interesting. Just one thing that you can
tell. Just one thing.
Yeah.
Maybe, I guess lots of people have heard of this, but just the word form, you know, like, so I guess I've been speaking about this lately, especially with jazz, because people are always confused about it. They listen to it and they say, yo, this, I don't know how you like this. Like, what is it that you like finding about this music? But the one thing is form. So every song has a structure to it, you know, and in improvisation music like jazz, you play the structure and then the structure just repeats, you know, and then you're improvising over that same structure. So if you can understand the form, then you can sort of understand the beginning and the end of the story in the song, and then you can listen to it with a bit more like understanding of where you are, like a bit of like you can orientate yourself, you know, like get find your feet, you know, in the music, because sometimes it can be very confusing. So form. I think that's check that out.
So basically, I think what you're saying is there is like sort of like maybe a baseline for a song.
Yeah.
And then you just keep adding to
pretty much.
To that. Okay.
So like you know, like in pop music, there'll be like a verse and a chorus.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a similar sort of thing. So that's the kind of form of the song.
Oh, that's the form.
Yeah, so it's got like a verse, chorus, bridge, chorus, end. You know, that's like the form of the song.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So like in jazz, you've got like your different forms. You've got like a A-A-B-A form. So it's... And I mean, our pop music comes from that jazz anyway. So it's a similar structure, you know, like A-A-B-A. It's the same as... verse, chorus, and then bridge, which is like your B, and then A again is verse, chorus.
Okay.
So if you think about it, VC, VC, B, VC. So it's like A, A, B, A.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the form, you know.
Okay.
You kind of improvise over that, and then once it's once you've finished improvising over the form, the next soloist or improviser takes the form again.
Okay.
Then they start again from the top, and then they end, you know.
Wow.
So, yeah. And in jazz, that thing's happening all the time, so you have to, like, know where the form is, and can get a bit confusing, but yeah.
Hopefully people did hear that and they definitely do understand. Now, getting into music, you seem to be quite versatile. You have a pop song that we just played. You also play jazz, you know, and you also have an I'm a piano song.
Yeah.
You know, what attracts you, like, to a genre?
I think just being around friends and people that listen to different types of music, you know, like, because you get to hear, you start to think that, oh, okay, this music is nice because people are listening to it, you know, and people are close to me. So, like, okay, maybe why don't I try to write something like that, you know, just see it. It's like, because, you know, you start to like the music that people are listening to, like, obviously, and then think, oh, okay, yo, I could write something like this. And then, yeah, and then you speak to some people, like that song, like there's a, yeah, I'm a piano song that we've got, and yeah, I just met up with someone that I knew, and they were also thinking along the same lines, and it just kind of connected
kind
at that time,
yeah.
But it's mainly through friends, I think, and people that I'm around that, like, inspire me to write different types of songs,
Okay, now, a bit more about that piano song. First thing, the title, why the name Izulu?
Izulu. Okay, so I think that the lyrics speak, you know, about Izulu. Nosie wrote the lyrics to the song.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was really cool because she could also get onto the song again, and she did a great job. I think maybe she could actually speak a bit more on that.
Okay, not a problem. Maybe just, can we expect an EP, an album soon?
Yeah, I do want to bring out an album soon. I've got enough music to do it, but I'm just waiting for the right time. Like, I think I want to do it, like, in the next few months. be honest, the last time someone asked me was, like, 2 years, when are you going to do this? And I said, in the next few months. And then, like, I was still waiting.
So this might take another 2 years.
Yeah. But just, if it does, it's going to be even better than what it would have been if it was released in the next 2 months. But seriously, I do actually have stuff, and I'm trying to get it done, like, now. So you can expect an EP, so keep looking out. And if an EP doesn't come out, there are some songs that will be released soon, like maybe singles, you know? Working with some really nice musicians, Analyzer, who's from this band, Koi Koi, they're based in Joburg. But she's from Durban, and she works with me on a few songs, and she's on another one that we're, like, writing and producing. It's pretty much done, so that we're thinking of releasing soon as well. But hopefully soon.
Where can we catch you on the socials?
Okay, socials. You can find me on Instagram at @NJPittman, and Facebook Nick Pittman. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not really too active on social media.
I've got
some stuff there, but I use it mainly as just a platform to release stuff and people can go find things. When I actually do release things, you know, I'm not on there a lot at the moment. Sometimes it can just make your head cloudy to be on social media, man.
Yeah.
Just get caught up reading. Yeah. Like, it's irritating things. Anyway, so
yeah, that's true.
Trying to avoid it for as much as I can.
That's very true. Thank you so much for coming through the studio and actually having this interview. I think I really enjoyed it. Out of curiosity, since you started music, are you able to listen to a song and just enjoy it without actually, you know, picking and, you know, analyzing the technicalities of the song?
Yeah, man, definitely. I think it's not, when I first listen to the song, I'm not, like, analyzing it.
Yeah.
If I have to think about it, yeah, I guess I can analyze it, but I'm still enjoying it, man. Like, I still feel that chorus, you know, that drop, and, you know, those things are big, and they feel like good, you know.
Okay.
They feel as good as they felt 20 years ago when I wasn't playing.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
definitely.
Okay.
I hope that answers the question.
It definitely does, man. Thank you so much for actually visiting us. That is Nick Pittman, everyone.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.